Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? You wear a dress and tell me not to wear brown shoes. You think you're man enough to wash the makeup off my face right now? But don't you know the bigger that they are, the harder they fall. And the boots on the other foot now, buckle up, we're taking you down. See your curtains falling, so take your bow.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave alongside Joseph J.
Erdo!
Eric!
Reinert!
And Kathleen!
Asborn!
Wow, you have different voices.
Her.
That was really weird, actually.
It was. Sounds very just
and
like
for a smoother shave, Gillette!
I am Gillette, the best a man can get.
He's a Gillette. What is that, like a... What's a gelato?
I have no... A gelato?
It's an Italian ice.
Yeah. Eric, isn't this song awesome?
Not my cup of tea.
I love this song. Brown Shoes is what it's called, and it's
Brown
from
Shoes.
Sing Street. I gave the movie 5 stars.
5.
I absolutely loved it. One of my favorite movies of the year.
Breakthrough.
And I cried.
At then.
Yes, and we're working on bringing our guest here in studio, and while we bring comedian Raj Sharma into the studio... Dave, you tell us who this segment is brought to us by.
Okay, I think this segment, this particular one, is brought to you by, of course, none other than Quinn Schoenwald, licensed sports massage therapist. Of course, Quinn works at the renowned Fisher Institute, and Brett Fisher, the owner, is a physical therapist for the Arizona Cardinals. And definitely call Quinn at 307-921-2684, 307-921-2684. Great massage, whether you're an athlete or not. Doesn't matter. It's healthy. And back to you as I introduce myself to this young man. Hey, I'm Dave. How are you?
Well, we're honored to have Raj Sharma here in studio. And Eric's wanting me to make sure that you know, Raj, because you are a comedian, and we have seen some of your videos.
To be clean?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been told 3 times, which makes me worry about my set.
No, it was very funny.
You're
hysterical.
Thank you so much.
The fur coat one.
Yeah.
Let's see, what was that? The playing football.
It's true,
Texas.
100% true story.
That was so funny.
So I thought growing up, like I was picked on, I was bullied. So my thought was, I bought into that idea of if you can't beat them, join them. Which is a horrible, horrible idea.
It is.
Like, that
Especially,
should never happen.
On a football team.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, if I can't beat them, I'll play on the same team. And now we're colleagues.
Yes.
And this was just a 3-hour butt kicking that was supervised, basically. So that's all I did was just give them 3 extra hours to hurt me.
Oh my gosh.
That was actually
practice.
Yeah, that was actually coached. And I'm like, this was a horrible idea. I don't know why I thought this would be.
Did you leave the football team?
No. So I was 5'3", 96 pounds my freshman year of high school. I went to India over the summer between my freshman year and my sophomore year to visit family. And I grew 7 inches.
Oh, wow.
Over a summer. So I was 5'10", 145.
7 inches in 3 months?
Yeah. It was miserable.
How'd you do that?
Every day
you said, hey, I need a new pair of shoes.
Every day I was so miserable. They're like, well, so we're going to go visit family here. I'm like, I'm not leaving the house. I can't walk. My knees hurt. My feet hurt. And when I came back for 2 days, they didn't know who I was.
Oh, my
They had
goodness.
No idea. They're like, how are you, son? I'm like, hey, coach. And then the guy, I got to second string, and the guy in front of me, the first play of the first scrimmage, he broke his ankle.
Oh.
And so I started 7 out of 10 games.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so
what
I went from like...
What position were you?
I was a corner.
Okay, you were fast then.
Yeah, yeah. So I started 7 out of 10 games, and I got bigger, I got faster, I got stronger, and there was a guy, when we went to evaluate for 11th grade, they're like, hey, there's a guy that's been playing. He hasn't been playing, but he's been on the team for 3 years, and it's his senior year, so we're going to start him in front of you.
Oh.
And I went, I don't accept that, because I worked really hard.
No doubt.
And they go, but he's been here for a while. And I go, we're not rewarding time in.
Right.
It's not prison. Like, that's how prison works. Like, this
or
is not how
politics.
Yeah, or politics.
Yeah.
And so I said, no, I'm done. And I went into theater.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But a good move then.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Because he's out here at the Laugh Factory this weekend. You were here the last two nights, right?
Yeah.
And you're here tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. We have two shows tonight, 8 and 10, and then one show tomorrow, 7:30.
Excellent.
Or 7 p.m., I think, tomorrow. And I have free tickets for your listeners if they want to call in and give names and... Yeah,
wow.
Give them free tickets, and if they want to pay, they can.
We'd love for them to pay.
Yeah,
and, I think they should
pay. The promo code's RAJ10, RAJ10, and it's $10 tickets. So, either way, whatever they want to do. Yeah.
Well, you are funny. I saw, and what was that other clip I saw? I can't remember. It was hysterical though. Amish. The Amish Mafia.
Funny. I was sitting on my couch, and I thought this was a joke. But there was a show, and I think it's off the air now, because it couldn't have been real. But it was the Amish Mafia. And I'm like, how does... They don't have electricity. How do you have a mafia? Like, let's start with the basics.
You can't even use guns, I think, if you're
did, though. Like, and they drove, like, the head
I think
of the...
they had a slingshot. Or is that David and Goliath? I don't know. Am I mixing up my religions here?
Absolutely. The main guy had a shotgun, and he, like... blew up somebody's barn episode. I'm like, this can't be.
How funny is that, though?
But who, like, I want to meet the pitch guy.
Yeah.
That went to A&E and is like, I got something for you.
Yeah.
Think Amish, think mafia.
Yeah.
Now let's combine those.
It could be Amish dating. I wonder what that's like. What the heck would that be like?
I think there was a reality show about that.
There was, right? Yeah. Like, so don't they get like a sabbatical or whatever, like for a year?
Exactly. Yeah,
they
get to go on date as many people as you want?
They can do whatever for a year. Is it a year?
You mean free?
I think it's
free,
a year.
Free everything?
Yeah.
For a year. Like the hippies, free love?
Partying.
Yeah, they can do whatever, right? For a year?
Yeah.
It's whatever
and then they have to go back. Or they choose to go back.
Right. It's up to them.
Okay. So
how
they can
go
like,
back, though?
I don't. Why would you? Like there was one where they were in L.A. Like, and they brought all these Amish kids to Los Angeles.
They lived in one house.
Yeah. And so it was like the real world, but Amish. And so, like, these guys were, like, doing meth and blow and, and now we're going back. I'm like,
and that explains it.
Let's go back and raise a barn now.
Yeah. You
can't go from, like, the Sunset Strip to, like, churning butter. I don't know how that.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
Now, I remember, who's the cutest Amish actress you've ever seen?
Are there any?
Yeah. All right. She played an Amish actress.
Cutest and Amish. Same.
Harrison Ford in The Witness.
Kelly McGillis.
Am I talking then?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I completely forgot that she was Amish.
But you remember the scene?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, she played an Amish woman in that.
And what was the scene I'm referring to?
I don't know. They were making love, having sex.
No. Amish don't do that.
She did.
No. It was.
Oh, she was bathing.
Yeah, it was like a shower scene. All right.
Okay.
The See, Amish they, don't bathe.
I don't know. The Amish don't bathe. That's amazing.
No, I think they do.
That's what I heard.
But she's a cute one.
Yeah, Kelly McGillis.
Dude, she's like 60 years old, and she recently came out as gay, so get it out of your mind.
Back in the day. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Top Gun, right?
Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, and she just recently came out. Right?
Yes.
As a lesbian, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate the news more often.
Hate to shatter your shower dream now.
I mean, it's still, it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, she just recently came. Like,
I didn't know that.
Like 55 55 or 56, and like 2 years ago she came out. She's like,
something like that.
Okay. I'm like, all right. Okay.
Maybe not.
You're still interested? Is that what you're gonna say?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm still on board with you. Like, you're still my Top Gun. Like, I'm still on board with everything you do.
Mach 1.
We gotta lower the scale to I'd go Mach 5 on that. I don't even know what that means.
Five times the speed of sound.
Yeah, there we go. Probably. Yeah. Well, that's probably not a compliment to me. So.
Wow. Slow it down.
Yeah, Dave. If anyone's just now joining us, we're speaking with comedian Raj Sharma. He's here in the Valley at the Laugh Factory. The next two nights he's going to be out there, so get your tickets. The Laugh Factory, Scottsdale.
Yeah.
We had Paul Rodriguez in studio last weekend.
Okay.
Very, very funny.
Yeah, I worked with him in Reno last year.
Oh, you did?
It's one of those things that, like, if you told, like, 10-year-old Raj, like, one day you're going to be hanging out with this caliber of comics Paul Rodriguez and Jeremy Hotz and Dom Irrera and Dane Cook and all these guys are going to be your core group of friends in LA, I wouldn't have believed you because, like, you just don't fathom that that's going to happen. And to be, you know, welcomed into that circle of Laugh Factory comics was one of the most amazing things ever.
Well, you deserve it. I mean, you are so good. I love your style.
Thank you.
It's sort of casual and the way you interact.
It's very interactive, yeah.
Yeah, interactive with the audience. I love that. And how much, I mean, at that point when you're interacting, it's all, you're improvising at that point.
Yeah, right? 100%. Yeah.
And that's a talent, isn't it?
I got asked on Thursday night if I'd planted people in the audience.
Oh.
Because the guy was like, that was so good, that couldn't have been real.
The fur coat guy? You mean
the what?
Not the fur coat guy.
Call me Nacho.
This is Thursday here, right? Thursday in the
Thursday
Laugh
here.
Factory.
Yeah.
Oh, Thursday here.
Yeah, Thursday here. And there was a guy in the back, and he's like, "Is this a planted show?"
Oh my!
Like he yelled it out.
He did?
I was like, I couldn't have planted these people if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And we had just had this really weird mix of people, and so we're just going. I go, I'm going to talk to everybody. That's kind of how the show works. And at like in the middle of the show, he goes, "Is this a planted show? Like, is this fake?"
Wow.
And I go, man, if this was fake, I would be far, far richer.
Because
I would just take these same people on the road.
Sure.
Like shills, you know what I mean?
It'd be easier.
Like Ringling Brothers, just taking shills on the road. But it's just off the top of my head.
Which is such an amazing talent that
you
have.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And who influenced you? And I'll name a couple comedians I'll throw out and then see if they have or not. Buddy Hackett.
Love
old
Buddy.
School.
Yeah.
Funny,
old school,
funny,
great, family friendly,
tremendous,
super dirty offstage.
Oh yeah, even offstage at times. I say, Gary Shandling.
Oh man, what a tremendous loss. I was already doing stand up when I started watching the Shandling show. So I'd missed that era. And so I went back and watched it.
He is so funny.
Oh, my Lord.
And his delivery was phenomenal. I saw him do the same thing twice.
Yeah.
And I could swear it looked improvised.
Yeah. Just that dry. Like that, you can't.
Yeah.
Like that's real. You can't create that. Like
phenomenal.
That's something that comes from inside. Like that, just that dry, like I'm just going to talk like this.
Exactly.
The whole time.
Amazing.
And here's the punchline, and now next joke. It just never stopped. For me, it was so Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip.
Oh, sure.
Eddie Murphy, Delirious. Oh. Red Fox playing Brown Paper Bag.
You remember Red Fox? You don't look old enough to remember Red Fox.
I'm 40.
No way. You look. Yeah. Right? Doesn't he look like late 20s maybe?
Yeah, I'm 40, and so.
Oh, but Red Fox, he's been gone a while, but that's old time.
Oh,
did you ever see him in Vegas? It was Triple X.
Oh, do you know the thing about the Parliament? He would smoke Parliaments on stage.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, so here's the thing. You know, Parliaments have recessed filters.
Oh.
Like the cigarettes.
They're used for cocaine.
Cocaine. So he would walk on, he would pack them all full of cocaine, and he'd walk on stage and go, "I love the smell of a Parliament." And then he would light his cigarette, and then he would do his act. So he was actually doing lines on stage and nobody knew. But his Plain Brown Paper Bag was probably one of the funniest specials I've ever seen. And I was now keep in mind, I'm like 13 when I'm watching these.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Tonight Show guys kind of influenced me. Like there was a guy named Dennis Wolfberg who was incredible. He was on Carson.
I remember
15.
Him.
Do you really?
Yes.
What an amazing story. He was a New York City school teacher for 20 years. Before getting into stand-up.
Oh, wow.
And Carson loved this guy. I loved it. He had him on 20, 30 times. And NBC signed him to a holding deal. And as soon as that happened, brain tumor.
Oh.
And he didn't say anything. There was no release. There was no press statement. Nothing. He just went, I'm going to go spend time with my family. And he just kind of went off the scene. And you're like, where did Dennis go?
Yeah.
And then his wife's like, you know, Dennis passed away last night.
And then she
released that he had a brain tumor. And then for me, also, then you go into the Saturday Night Live, Kevin Nealon.
He's funny.
Oh, my gosh. And
he's clean funny.
Yeah, but he's super dirty.
Is he?
He can be,
But he is good. How about other Saturday Night Live?
Dana Carvey.
You know, underrated. How come he wasn't bigger than he should have been?
He had health
issues, right?
Yeah, he had a heart condition.
He phenomenally talented.
But I think... when people are ahead of their time, they're not appreciated at the time that they're in. So it takes time to catch up to them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Makes so like sense. Now Data has his new show, First Impressions.
That's right.
On TBS, where he's got his own impression show. And I think that's going to make people realize just how amazingly talented he was.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, he is.
Right.
And then not Mad TV, but In Living Color happened. Mm-hmm. And then I got, you know, influenced by Jim Carrey and Jamie Foxx and Tommy Davidson, all people that I've worked with. And I'm like, this is crazy. Like, if back in 93, 92, like, watching that show. Mm-hmm. And now, like, hey, Tommy's a friend.
That is so awesome.
And Kevin Nealon's a friend. And I'm like, wow, this is just weird.
Yeah.
So it gets really surreal.
And it just keeps going onward and upward?
I hope so, man. Let's see. I'm only good at this. Like, I don't think I'll be good at anything else. So I can only do this.
So we just...
Yeah, I'd love to. I just think, you know, 40-year-old Indians aren't really hot in Hollywood right now. So let's see. Hopefully, the pendulum swings that way.
Well, you can change the whole system.
There's Raj on the Big Bang Theory. I know he's younger, but, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody's like, you should have been Raj. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. Didn't get that call. But they were looking for an authentic Indian, and I live here. So, yeah. So let's see what happens. I mean, you never know. Hollywood has this weird thing. It's like, this year we want young black women or older Hispanic men. Mm-hmm. So one day the pendulum will swing and be like, hey, we want a 40-year-old Indian. I'll be like, I got you. I've been waiting.
Well, we'd love for you to stay for another segment, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with comedian Raj Sharma. You can find him at the Laugh Factory. We'll remind you all that information after the break. But this is another very sad song. Well, not sad, a happy song, love song, from Sing Street, the new movie that opened up yesterday. I gave it 5 stars. That's a breakthrough, one of my favorite movies of the year. The song is To Find You.
To Find You.
To Find You.
And when we come back, I want you to explain your Gillette joke.
We'll see
to Raj
if he
can incorporate it. I'm not sure. It needs a lot of work. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Like a cannonball in roller skates, sky blue, or in the backseat, watching the slow rain fall, and I was on my way to find you.